Do you ever find yourself wondering how you, as one individual person, could actually make a dent in this Earth's carbon footprint, especially when you are up against giant wasteful corporations and carbon emissions that you have no control over? Do you find yourself worrying about the kind of future that our kids will inherit and feel totally powerless to change that? I'm Katie. I'm a mama, a coach, and a podcaster who has walked both paths of eco-stress and eco-success. And I have found five ways to have the biggest impact on our environment as an individual while saving thousands of dollars through everyday routines that are supporting both the earth and my family. I want to help you to do the same. So let's get into it. So, story time. When I first truly grasped the gravity of our plastic pollution crisis, I was in college. I had lived my whole life without really giving plastic or recycling or anything like eco-friendly a second thought. And then I learned about the literal islands of trash the size of Texas that are floating in our oceans. I saw the pictures, I watched the videos, learned about the devastation happening to habitats and wildlife, and then I went down the whole rabbit hole of microplastics and just how gigantic of a problem that really is. Not to bum you out, you can go doom scrolling if you would like, but I don't recommend it, but I also want you to be enlightened to this problem if you're not aware of it already. Anyway, that was it for me. I was hooked. I wanted to know how to be better. I wanted to know how to contribute to cleaning up this mess and creating a better life for the next generations. And I wasn't even a mom yet. At that time, I was in college, I was interning in a classroom of first graders, and all of a sudden, this issue held so much more meaning to me, just thinking about these kids and the life that they are going to inherit, the life and the earth that we're currently living in right now, and all the problems that this is already causing. After that, I could not help but notice the excessive plastic waste everywhere around me. The more I learned about the flaws in our recycling system and how that is not actually the solution, and it's better than doing nothing, but all of that, the more disheartened I felt. The more I learned about big corporations and their huge, huge amounts of waste, not to mention the enormous carbon footprint when it comes to their greenhouse gas emissions, then the more I felt the weight of our climate crisis. I felt stuck. I felt overwhelmed. I felt helpless, all of the things. But in all of this, and in all my years of research since then, somehow I have managed to still maintain a positive and hopeful perspective here. I truly believe that we as individuals and as mamas, we can make an impact. I'd like to say that it's because I am a naturally optimistic person, which is probably part of it. But honestly, it's really because I just look at the numbers. So as of 2018, and this is an old stat now at the time of this episode, but the most recent one I could find, the average person in the US threw out about 4.9 pounds of trash every day. So that's nearly 1,800 pounds of trash per person per year. That's not even per household, that's per person. Do corporations and governments need to be held accountable for their carbon footprint? Absolutely. And so do we. There is a need for all of us to do the best that we can. And I know that so many of us can be doing better than 1,800 pounds of trash every single year. We have contributed to at least part of this gigantic problem. So in my mind, we can definitely become part of the solution. Every single mass movement, I've said this before, throughout our history has come together because of a collective of individual action. We have so much power together. Okay, so let's reel this back in and let's focus. What can we actually do? In my research and in my own personal trial and error over the past decade, I have compiled the top categories of individual actions that actually make a difference, that have the biggest impact on the environment, not to mention your wallet. These practices are so good for your budget. I like to call these the five pillars of sustainable living. So the five are, I'll name them, plant-powered beginnings, the conscious consumer's journey, your eco-efficient home, the Waste Warrior Challenge, and greener transit. So think of these like buckets that you can dip into. If you are looking for how to reduce your personal carbon footprint or reduce even just your own household expenses, these are the five buckets to pull from with the greatest impact. What I don't want you to do is think that you need to master every single one of these right now. That is not realistic for anyone. And we don't even have time in this episode to get through what all five of them really mean. These five buckets or these five pillars of sustainable living are simply guideposts for when you are wondering where to start on your journey, how to move forward towards sustainable living. So, for example, maybe your city is not structured with accessible, eco-friendly modes of transportation. That is out of your control, right? But if you look at your personal purchasing habits and you wonder, is there stuff that I am currently consuming that isn't really necessary? Could I make more use out of what I currently own rather than buying something new and replacing that all the time? Could I, reduce this category of things that I'm buying? Whatever that is. That could be one starting point as a conscious consumer. So pulling from the conscious consumer's journey. Maybe looking at your shopping habits feels too overwhelming to start with. Okay, don't start there. Maybe you're already feeling pretty good about them. That's okay. You could always dip into the plant-powered beginnings bucket and add 1 to 2 plant-based meals into your weekly routine to start. You don't have to go full vegan. I'm not going to tell you like going vegan is what you have to do to save the planet. No. But if you started to just do like meatless Mondays, join in on that global movement, that is a starting point for you to just start somewhere in living sustainably and actually making more of an impact on the environment and your budget. There is so much depth within each of these five pillars of sustainable living, and this one episode is not the time to unpack all of them. We will get into them. But I throw this out there just so that you can know that, first of all, yes, you can and already do make an impact on the world. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel trying to figure out what to do next. It's like Jane Goodall says, you cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. And you have to decide what kind of impact you want to make. So if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any of the new episodes coming out where we will unpack these five pillars more fully, more into like the nitty-gritty details of how to live this out. And if you are wanting to learn more right now, then you can head over to ecomindedmama.com. I will put that link in the show notes, the episode description, to see our exact success path already laid out for you. There's a whole visual on that website. And you can find out what stage of eco-minded mamahood that you are in right now. Until then, keep doing the best that you can with what you have, and remember that you already do make an impact on this environment. I will talk to you soon.